The look of St. Stephen Street may change with plans for a revamp and speculation about the future of the landmark Debenham store. Then, whilst there are comprehensive development plans for Norwich East, there is news of the closure of the long-standing St. Benedict's business, Cook's Pianos, which is to move to Cambridge after 134 years in business. Then, on a more personal note, we hear that the Dean of Norwich Cathedral is set to retire next year after several years here. And lastly, the unwelcome news that COVID infections in the area are on the increase. We'll start with St. Stephen's. St. Stephen's Street is to get a multi-million pound reboot with work set to start in January. But the size of the redevelopment means large-scale disruption until at least the summer of 2022. All bus stops on the street will be suspended for the entire period of work. All buses will only be able to travel one way from Queen's Road roundabout to Castle Meadow. There will also be a period where no traffic, buses or taxis, will be able to access St. Stephen's Street. A council spokesman said the reason behind the £6.1 million plan is to reduce delays to buses and help links to the bus station and city centre for pedestrians.
An offer for the site of a former Norwich City Centre Debenhams is currently under consideration. However, could the space follow the lead of other department stores? The building, in Orford Place, shut for the final time in May, with a source close to the sale confirming that the potential buyer would seek to make a mixed-use development of the site if completed. The closures of Debenhams stores, often large spaces, have left holes in the high street up and down the UK, but what have the others been turned into? In Belfast, part of the former Debenhams location in the city's Castle Court shopping centre is set to become a cinema. In Derby, work is underway on the first phase of the £200 million Beckett Well regeneration scheme, which replaced a former Debenhams site. In Coventry, part of the former department store will be transformed into a bowling alley and adventure golf course.
Flooding, roundabouts and infrastructure are just some of the concerns raised at the latest plans for the major Norwich East development went on display. The latest information on the future of the multi-million pound development was shown to the public on a drop-in event. Council bosses say the redevelopment of the area, including the Deal Ground May Gurney site at Trouse, the utilities site between Thorpe Hamlet and Whitlingham and Carrow House, could create up to 4,000 homes and 6,000 jobs. A resident said he was not entirely convinced by the plans. "My main concerns are the lack of infrastructure, like schools and doctors. It says they have got areas for a school, but no mention of how they're connecting up with the education department at the county council." Mr. Neil was also concerned about the lack of details about affordable housing and social housing in the plan, as well as how green the plans would be in terms of insulation and solar panelling. They acknowledge that flooding is a concern, but they don't say what they're about to do about it, he added.
After 134 years, a famous Norwich shop is quitting the city and pedestrianisation is to blame. Cook's Pianos, founded by Arthur Cook more than a century ago, has announced it's leaving St Benedict Street and Norwich for good. The stalwart business, which was bought by Miller Music in 2016, will be relocating to Miller's Sussex Street site in Cambridge. Managing Director Simon Pollard said, "The driving force behind the move out of Norwich is the changing demands of retail. The lease at the back of the property in Norwich came up, and after taking stock of everything, we decided not to renew it. This means we can focus on the Cambridge site in the meantime and turn it into an amazing store experience. We sell the kind of things you can't get online." Long-time employee Oliver Finn said it wasn't yet clear exactly when the St Benedict's store would close and that it currently remains open for appointment only. He added, "Ideally, we don't want to leave Norfolk forever, but in the future may come back and find out an out-of-town unit with much better car parking facilities."
The Dean of Norwich Cathedral has announced she is retiring next year after becoming the first female head of the cathedral in 2014. A special farewell service will be held for the Very Reverend Jane Hedges on Sunday, May the 1st, 2022, before she moves to Northumberland with her husband Chris. Mrs. Hedges announced the news of her retirement to the congregation on Sunday. She said, "I have decided that the time has come for me to retire, not just yet, but in May next year. That will be just after my 67th birthday, and coming up to having served 42 years in the ministry, and just short of 8 years here. For Chris and me, our years in Norwich, and especially here as part of the cathedral community, have been incredibly happy ones. We love Norfolk and the people, and it will be a huge wrench for us to leave. It's important, though, that you and our diocese and the wider community have a dean with lots of energy, and I know that my energy levels are not quite what they were. Having said that, please be assured that during the next 6 months I am absolutely committed to fulfilling my role as dean, and together with chapter colleagues we'll do everything we can to make sure that a new dean moves into a thriving community." Paying tribute, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, Bishop of Norwich, said, "As Dean Jane Hedges announces her retirement date being next May, I know that I join a great many people across the Diocese of Norwich, as well as the cathedral community, in being immensely grateful for all that Dean Jane has brought to the life of Norwich Cathedral and her many wider networks."
Coronavirus case rates in Norfolk have increased slightly, but have fallen in three of the country's districts. And there are 55 people who have tested positive for COVID, 19 being treated in the country's hospitals, 5 in critical care. In the 7 days up to Friday, October the 8th, COVID-19 rates in Norfolk as a whole went up 4%, from 337 cases per 100,000 the previous week to 350.4 cases, according to new figures. That kept Norfolk below the national average of 360.8 cases per 100,000 and the East of England average of 385.8. The biggest increase was in South Norfolk, where rates climbed by 27% to make it the district with the country's highest rates. Rates went up from 333.4 cases per 100,000 to 423.6. Norfolk had another 9 deaths of people who had tested positive for COVID-19 up to Saturday, October the 9th. That has taken the total figure since the pandemic began to 1,707.